Thank you for the fire. It's so cozy. It could be cozier if you sat a little closer, though. I knew that would work. Definitely more cozy. There's something really satisfying about watching a fire. It feels right and mystical. It's like we're connecting with our ancestors, the ones who found fire. For a moment, we can share in their wonder, or their pride in taming it, maybe their fear of not taming it, or their grief when they remember when they failed before. But we're connecting with them, connecting with people who didn't have religion. They couldn't even dream of an afterlife, but we give it to them through fire, their creation, their memory. And it feels even more right when I'm in your arms. There's no such thing as too much coziness. You're warming me on the inside, and the fire is on the outside. I love nights like these, when we don't have anything to do, when we can just enjoy each other's company. Yes, much more than reading my book. I've read her enough. She knows it's nothing personal that I chose you over her. You know, I kind of have this fantasy of when I'm really old, like my 80s. I imagine my life after you. I'll keep searching for something that can give me the same satisfaction of us being together. But it isn't a sad, lonesome search. I'll read every book I can get my hands on. God knows I'll have the time. I'll let myself escape through stories of love, adventure, history. And every time I escape, you're with me. And I'm at peace. The front of my house will be a little library. Of course, I'll have read all the books in it more than once. I'll become an expert of understanding people. I'll have my own experiences, but I'll also have lived so many different times through stories. And every time someone walks in, I'll know exactly what book they need. I'll be able to read people just as well as I can read books. I'll be loved by all the bookies in the town, but I'll barely be seen outside my house. All they know is that I tell good stories, that I'm nice, that I serve good tea, that my library is the coziest little place to vanish for a few hours. It won't be well organized. Besides, maybe by genre, there'll just be stacks of books everywhere, shoved into corners, toppling over, scattered around the furniture. I'll know where they all are, though. It'll be dimly lit, but there'll be lamps all around the good reading spots. Everyone can have a different experience when they come in. Some might be welcomed by the smell of books, others by the smell of fresh cookies, some by incense. Some people will come to study, some to escape, and some will come to find comfort. And I won't need to write down who I lend books to. It'll be too personal for that. I'll remember that they have my book, and I'll just trust them to bring it back. After all, once they come once, it'll be hard not to come again. I'll accept donations, too. Any books that people offer, I'll take. But the best thing people bring to me is their own writing. I'll help them bind a book for it, and those will be my greatest pride. The idea that someone thinks I'm worthy to hold on to their words for them, to keep them safe. I'll take writings from all ages, drawings from kids to encyclopedias. My library, my home, will be a sanctuary for everyone. If they want silence, there will be silence. If they need someone to talk to, I'll always be there. Even if they just want some light company, there will be a fireplace, just like this one. I'll try to keep the books away from that side of the room, though. Do you think I'm crazy? Yeah, I agree. A little crazy is good. You make me so happy. When I look into your eyes like this, I can see so much. And there's even more that I can't make out. Your eyes contain more than oceans, more than forests or mountains. Time doesn't stop, really, like people say. It's more than that. When I look into your eyes, time has no meaning. I can see the whole span of the universe, eternity. There are more stories there, here, than any library. And that's what I'll be trying to recreate. When you're gone, I will be sad, but I'll also have a mission. A mission to show others what this feels like. To look into your eyes, to feel so much love that it seems like it's overflowing. And to know that you're getting it all back, unconditionally. Not a lot of people get that. And when you're gone, that's what I want to give. But for now, I want to have you all to myself.